An emergency involving a Malaysia Airlines plane, which was forced to dump fuel and return to Brisbane last week, appears to have been caused by an astonishing pre-flight inspection failure. PM understands four plastic covers placed on a vital fuselage instrument called a pitot tube that should have been removed were mistakenly left in place. After takeoff, the covers melted and blocked the device that tells the cockpit crew their airspeed and altitude. An Australian Transport Safety Bureau investigation is now trying to establish who is to blame. Peter Lloyd has been investigating for us today. Peter, what do we know about this emergency incident?
Linda, it was 18 minutes past 11 o'clock last Wednesday night when MH134 departed Brisbane. As the plane climbed up, the cockpit crew found they had no indication of how high they were or how fast they were flying. Something was very wrong. The crew issued a pan alert. This is one step below a mayday. They dumped the fuel and headed back to Brisbane. But they seem to have landed hard enough that now, 1 week later, that plane is still in Brisbane. Malaysia Airlines tonight in a statement says that the A330 is undergoing what they call minor rectification work. I asked Steve Pervinus from the Australian Licensed Aircraft Engineers Association what minor repairs would take an aircraft out of service for a week.
Yeah, we see this stuff all the time from airlines. They say there was a minor incident that caused us to turn back in flight. The plane's got a minor problem. It's on the ground for like 3 months, however long they want to have it on the ground. Usually means there's something major wrong that they can't fix. And in the case of this Malaysian aircraft, there's certainly something a little bit more wrong than just a few pitot covers that have been left on the pitot probes.
All right, well, let's talk about pitot probes for the uninitiated. What are they? Why are they important? And why were they left on?
Well, you've got four probes up the front of the aircraft that measure the air as it travels into the probe, and it feeds data to a thing called an air data computer. The air data computer is the primary source for airspeed measurement, and in order to get an airspeed measurement, you also need an altitude measurement, which is measured from the side of the probe. In Brisbane in particular, they've got a problem with insects, particularly wasps, that can build hives inside the probes in as little as 20 minutes. And for that reason, in Brisbane, covers are fitted to the probes to make sure that the insects can't get in there. It appears in this case with the Malaysian Airlines aircraft that nobody's checked the aircraft before it's taken off and those covers were still fitted, which means you can't measure your airspeed when you start moving.
Steve Pervinus is the Secretary of the Licensed Aircraft Engineers Association. Peter Lloyd is with me. Peter, do we understand who has the final responsibility to make sure a plane is cleared to fly?
Yes, well, we understand that the ground engineering company that offers the services to Malaysia Airlines in Brisbane is a company called AMSA. We've approached them for comment. Now, whose job is it to remove those covers? A pre-flight inspection is also done by a member of the technical crew, the cockpit crew. And we have spoken to a retired A380 pilot, James Nixon, who describes what should occur normally outside the aircraft.
So having done the walk around, he's noticed that there's a few things hanging off the airplane. And these are these red tapers, pieces of fabric with "removed before flight" written on them. And they may be placed around the airplane in critical areas in the landing gear and also over the pitot covers. So in this situation, they would see these and they'd say to the engineers, "Hey, listen, why are the pitot covers on the aircraft?" And he'd say, "Mate, we've got this new procedure in Brisbane to do with these wasps. Don't worry, we remove those before you go." Having raised it with the engineer, the pilot would have gone to the flight deck, resumed their seat and got the airplane ready to go. The passengers are all on board, the doors closed, the captain says, "Ground cockpit," and the guy goes, "Ground here," and he confirms that he's done another walk around. So the engineer does a final walk around after all the doors are closed, after all the catering trucks are gone, to make sure that no one's hit the airplane with a catering truck, to make sure that there are none of these flags hanging down saying "remove before flight." And he says to the captain, all hatches are closed, the aircraft's ready for flight. Upon hearing that, the captain will ask air traffic control for a pushback clearance, and then the plane will be pushed back.
But it's the pilot's responsibility, the pilot in charge, right?
It's always the captain's responsibility.
That's James Nixon, the retired A380 pilot. Now, Linda, we also know from reports from James, from other pilots, from the aircraft engineers and others, that there are other things wrong with this aircraft. Hydraulic fluid had leaked from it, either during the pre-takeoff manoeuvres or after the hard landing. The investigation is being carried out by the ATSB, the Transport Safety Bureau. They'll do a preliminary report within a matter of weeks.
Okay, thanks very much. Peter Lloyd, our reporter.